You're listening to The Record on KUOW. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kim Malcolm. You may have a family member who owns a gun, but what if they become unstable and you fear they might use that gun to take their own life or hurt someone else? Under a statewide initiative campaign launching today, you would be allowed to petition a court for something called an extreme risk protection order to have that family member's guns temporarily taken away. Stephanie Irvin is the campaign manager for the initiative. She says it's intended to help people like Marilyn Balsarak. Her son was a gun owner who began having bouts of severe depression. Eventually, he shot and killed his stepsister, and then himself.
When things started getting worse, Marilyn and her husband had called the police several times to see what they could do to remove, to limit his access to firearms and other lethal means, and didn't have any tools available to them. So in her words, to watch sort of her son suffer with something and to feel scared and intimidated by his increasing strange and scary behavior left her feeling disempowered. She's expressed really clearly that extreme risk protection orders is a tool that she thinks really would have helped in her particular case and could have prevented the tragedy that ultimately resulted in her son killing her stepdaughter and himself.
And how would this law have prevented a situation like that?
Marilyn, in one of her calls to law enforcement, would have been informed of this available tool, extreme risk protection orders. She would have been able to petition a judge for firearms, both to be removed from the situation and to prevent access for her son in getting firearms in the future. This is not a guy who's going to, you know, go to the sort of, quote, black market to find a firearm. He walked into a Fred Meyer and bought his firearm. And he would have been on the prohibited purchaser list had extreme risk protection orders been available to Marilyn and her family at the time.
What are your concerns about someone possibly abusing this system? I mean, couldn't anyone call for someone's guns to be taken away, even if they weren't actually aware of a credible threat?
So we care about people's due process concerns a lot and worked really closely with public defenders and prosecutors and judges to carefully craft a law that really respects people's due process rights. There's also severe penalties in place for sort of false petitions. So we don't anticipate that being a problem. I know the gun lobby has made claims about vindictive petitioners, and that really feels like a red herring and fear-mongering, which is sort of a consistent tactic from them.
Back in 2014, voters passed Initiative 594, which expanded background checks for gun purchases here in Washington state. The National Rifle Association didn't seriously oppose it back then. What are you expecting from them this time?
We always anticipate a fight from the NRA and the gun lobby. They opposed us this year and this specific legislation in the legislative session. So we expect them to oppose us and to put all of their energy and their grassroots supporters against this initiative, which is why we are really planning a full-scale statewide effort.
Stephanie Irvin is campaign manager for a statewide initiative to create extreme risk protection orders. It would allow someone to petition a court to have guns taken away from a family member for up to 1 year. It would also prevent that person from purchasing any new guns. Initiative sponsors will need to collect more than 246,000 signatures from Washington state voters before they can get their initiative on the ballot.